world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. Well, we had an interesting day yesterday. I hope that you enjoyed our guest host. John is a good man, John Moore, and it was good of him to accept and to come on and serve in my place last night. I was able to meet John for the first time down in Texas some months back when I went down there to speak. John and I were on the same program, and I was quite impressed with him and have heard his show on Saturdays. I guess he's still on Saturday, but it's been some months back that I heard his program and was quite impressed by it. So I hope that he enjoyed himself and you folks enjoyed listening to John yesterday. So anyway, I'm back in the headquarters here at our two police and military associations. And at the desk, ready to sort tigers here tonight on RBN. And we're going to get into some things tonight that I think you'll find very interesting. One of them is that citizens are beginning to stand up and speak out. Praise God, more of them are. There's always been the few out there that's willing to stand in the gap and to stand up and be watchmen on the wall. But more and more citizens are doing so today than ever before. And so we're going to talk about one citizen that I'm very, very proud of. I have many that I'm very, very proud of, but one particular person that is always there on the field of battle, standing up and challenging abuses of our government. And there are so many today. And so we'll get into that a little bit. We'll also get into early sign-up. Army has fewer early sign-ups. We're having problems in recruiting, as we talk about here every once in a while in the Army today, and that's leading to a serious consideration for the draft that we've been talking about. All they need is a good terrorist attack in America, and that will be sold to the American people very rapidly. We may have time to get into the Michael New case. You remember Specialist Michael New, who is an American hero, a tremendous American hero that refused to become a United Nations soldier some years back, almost 10 years ago now, and he's just won a round in court. Praise God. We'll get into that tonight, too. So stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program when we get back after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from Penny days worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Our organizations here, Police and Military Association, are excited for RBN. That's our family there, and part of our family, and we're just honored to have a new member on board with us at RBN, Wayne Mueller, and I've asked him to come on the program here about 15 after and talk a little bit about some new plans for RBN. Growth, that's what we want. We want growth. Got to reach more people more quickly with the truth and God's Word. Not only does the Bible demand that we spread the Word of God to all the people, but we need to do that to save this nation of ours. And the free people of other nations know exactly what we're talking about, because here at our two police and military associations, we have communications with those people, in some of them police and soldiers, and some very active patriots in the private sector of other nations that are fighting the same international crime families that have control of their governments as we're fighting here in the USA. And so we have a lot of people out there that want to help us spread RBN and the outreach of RBN. So Wayne's going to come on board at about 15 after and talk to us about what we're going to try to do. With your help, of course, we need every member of our family out there in the listening audience to participate in getting the word out that we need to spread the truth as fast as we can. Praise the Lord. Today, as you know, we talk about this quite often, and I think you can see the results through RBN, that more and more people in the private sector, and I can tell you more police officers and soldiers, are waking up today than ever before to the true enemies of God and liberty that are inside the gate of our nations today and in control of our nation's governments. Both all the state governments, every one of the 50 states is run by a globalist, a person that wants to put America under the international Antichrist world government system. And, of course, the White House and the Supreme Court and the Congress is all a part of that. Not every member of the Congress is, but they're certainly overshadowed and overpowered by those that are globalists and want a totalitarian world system that they believe they're going to run. Some of them are going to get hanged by the neck for selling out the American people. That always happens, folks, when traitors in positions of power, even in the local communities or the state level or federal level, sell out their own people. When the totalitarians get in power, they always stretch the necks of those traitors that sold out their own people because they can't be trusted. Of course not. And so they'll get theirs in the end. It might be the end of the rope, or it might be the end when our Lord returns, one way or another, the traitors in our government at every level are going to get what they deserve. So anyway, let's talk about for a few minutes here. The Army's having troubles, as we know. It's beginning to get out to the American people that we are not in these wars of aggression against these nations that have not attacked America for any American benefit whatsoever. The word is beginning to get out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And families, parents are starting to talk to their children about not joining the military today. So Washington states now the Army, which expects to miss its 2005 this year recruiting goal by about 12,000, already is falling behind next year. The pool of recruits who sign up as much as a year before they report for training is dwindling. So far, only 3,100 have signed up for 2006, according to Army Recruiting Command at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Now, folks, we get our information here at our two police and military associations from various sources, a lot of police publications and military publications, and from around the world, from about 20 to 30, I think it's closer to 30 today, media websites of foreign countries that tell the truth about what's happening in America, because, of course, our media is sold out and is controlled, and we're not allowed to hear these things like this. But anyway, Major General Michael Rochelle, who heads Army Recruiting Command, said recruiting in July is slightly ahead of its goals, but it won't wipe out the current shortfall, which is tremendous. He said parents are still reluctant to encourage their children to enlist. I wonder why. As you know, the Army has taken the brunt of U.S. casualties in Iraq. The coalition forces, of course, are very, very small, and America makes up probably 80% of the coalition forces over there. A Major General Rochelle acknowledged it can expect another struggle this year in recruiting. Stephen Shaney, a retired Marine Brigadier General and recruiting coordinator, said the small size of the delayed entry pool would make it extremely difficult for the Army to meet its 2006 target. Next year's recruits may also not be qualified as this year's because the Army will be looking for enlistees it can quickly ship to basic training. They want those bodies out there to throw at the enemy. They got to have warm bodies, so they're just pushing them right through boot camp. And they're not getting all the training they need so that they can put them on the battlefield out there in these wars for oil and wars for Israel and wars for Halliburton and Bechtel in the Middle East. And so we're thankful, folks, that we're in 100 and some nations today with our brothers and sisters, our fellow soldiers, serving to push these nations into this Antichrist world government system. And finally, the American people are beginning to wake up to the fact that we are not supposed to be around the world in all of these nations, subjugating the people in these nations under this Antichrist evil cabal's control that we have controlling our governments today. Well, I think, Paul, did you say Wayne's on the line? Okay, let's go to Wayne right away. Wayne Mueller, welcome to RBN family there, brother. I'm glad you're on board. And what can you tell us today? I know you have some exciting news for us.
Well, thank you very much, Jack, for having me on your show this evening. I really appreciate the invitation.
Yes.
Well, as you know, John has been talking on air for the last few weeks, expressing the situation of the network, and I was having a conversation with him today, particularly about how the reorganization and restructuring of the network is going. And as you know, his small accident has put a hamper on things. It kind of put the network behind the eight ball, covering some costs for its operations. And so we're in the midst of this pledge drive because it's very important to keep the voice of truth on such a broad scale going for everyone involved. As you know, As you know, the network has been growing. Our audience has continued to grow since its inception over a year ago. Many people are beginning to wake up, and many people rely on RBN for their source of information that they're not receiving elsewhere. What we need to do now is address the immediate situation, which is covering these operating costs, which I seriously have a question to invoke of your audience, and that's really just to take some time and truly evaluate what the truth of this news means to them. And if they, like myself, concluded this truth is worth preserving and promoting, then I ask that they extend a hand to RBN through this difficult time, because let's face it, if a community that has aspirations for its continued existence, then it must take care of its own.
That's right, yeah.
But on a more positive note, I would say that we are on the cusp of rolling out new opportunities at RBN. We've just hired a new sales person that will be hitting the streets immediately. We are expanding the gold and silver to include more products. It's very good. We had a little trouble finding some silver initially, but I think that problem has been solved. So people who are looking for silver who can't afford gold, now we have that to provide for them as well.
Yeah, I've been one of those people, brother. I've always wanted to own gold, but on a medical retirement pension for the police department, sometimes I come up with a little bit for some silver. So this is very good, Wayne. Good news.
Absolutely, and we're adding new products every day to our online store, things that, according to our listeners, our audience, they are interested in purchasing for themselves, either for preparation, for security, for emergency preparedness. We will have that available to them very shortly.
Very good, very good. And you're going to be there, too, trying to go out and reach more stations to pick up RBN, are you not, Wayne?
Absolutely. That's part of the goal of RBN, is to maximize its reach, not only locally, regionally, or nationally, but internationally. One of the ways we do that nationally is through affiliate relations, and we're working diligently to upgrade our affiliate relations packages to send those out. To start those initial conversations with networks across or stations across the country, trying to find those station owners willing to step out there and broadcast the truth, so that their audience can finally hear it.
Well,
it's an exciting time.
That's where we're at today, Wayne. We're at a time right now that we have to reach more people and awaken more people if we're going to grow and become more powerful in overthrowing our nation's enemies today. Okay, wait, hold on just a minute. We'll bring you back up right after this break. Okay, brother? We'll be right back, folks. I hear the music there, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with Wayne Mueller talking about some exciting things at RBN.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
At rbnlive.com. But our purpose is really to generate a large, well, I guess it's all relative, but a large sum of money, $26,000, pretty much by the end of the month. That is our goal. People like goals, and that's ours. That's what we're shooting for. So as you can see, the road has somewhat of an angle to it, and it's a little bit slippery. But
well,
we plan on marching.
You can count on me, Wayne. I'm going to, when we get off the show tonight, I'm going to go get some cash and put it in an envelope and send it out to you, brother, because, you know, we're coming down to short strokes here, I'm telling you, in this land where we don't have much time left. to bring these international crime lords under the control of the American people. There are so many more of us than them, and basically, Wayne, they're scared to death that Republic Broadcasting Network and these other means of mass communication will be successful like we have been. And so this is the time to strike, isn't it, Wayne?
It certainly is, and God bless you, Jack, for that sentiment. We really appreciate your support.
I don't have a lot, but I can sure send you a little bit, brother, and a little bit from each of the listeners out there will easily make up that $26,000 this month.
I couldn't agree more. If everyone put their heart where their wallet is, and I think we could reach that goal without much problem. In case any of your listeners would like to know where they can send these pledges, get a pen. You can write to RBN, or Republic Broadcasting Network, at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Texas, 78664, or they can go directly to rbnlive.com, and we have a donate button in the upper right-hand corner of the website.
Okay, give us that phone number again, Wayne, would you?
That's a good question. I don't have the phone number.
Oh, okay.
Right in front of me.
Well,
I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead and give out that information slowly again, Wayne, for us, would you, that you just gave out, because I don't write too fast, and maybe some of the listeners are scrambling for a pencil right now.
Sure.
Go ahead, give it to us again.
That's Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
Good. And then the website again, how they can reach them?
They can. At rbnlive.com.
Okay, good. Let's see. I just found a number here, too, folks. If you want to call in and say something to somebody there about what you want to do for the network, here's a number, folks. It's 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. I found my little file here. And basically, folks, communicate. Communicate now with RBN and our family there. And pledge what you can do and how you're going to do it for us this month, because this is a tough month. We've lost our brother John. Haven't lost him permanently, but, I mean, he's been incapacitated pretty well this month. We need him, but we also need to help support the network while he's getting healed up here, you know. So keep the prayers going for sure. But, Wayne, we want to thank you for coming on and telling
thank
us
so
where we're at right now this month. And it's not terrible.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And I guess Wayne dropped off, and I just want to thank him for coming on. We're excited because we've got a great man there that's going to help us build our outreach for RBN. And if the listeners out there, our family and the listening audience, will this month, it's late in the month, but I guess we need about $26,000 to catch up. And so I mean it. I'm going to get off this radio tonight, and I'm going to go get some cash. I don't know how much I've got, but I'm going to put some in an envelope and send it in to RBN tonight. Because I'm telling you what, I'm a team player with working to spread God's word and truth around this nation, and there's no better way to do it that I've found and our organization's found than RBN. And so keep that in mind, folks, that one day we will all stand before the Lord, and he's supposed to be impressed by our stewardship of the wealth that he has given us. Now, how much wealth do I have? Well, I have my medical retirement check coming in every month, but I am to be a good steward of that, and I'm supposed to use part of that to help fund God's people to spread the word of God and the truth. And so I haven't done that this month yet. My bride and I have been really caught up in a situation, as you know, with her cancer situation, and we were behind in paying our own bills. And we did sit down last night and paid some of them, and we've got a whole bunch more to pay. But I'm going to add to this month, once again, RBN is one of my bills to pay some of my tithes and offerings to. So I hope you'll join me and do that. And we'll just go forward and keep awakening the American people to the need for them to join us and standing up and challenging those that would enslave all of us in the days ahead. All right, let's say now, let's see. Oh, yes, let me give out that phone number again for Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. If you'd like to call in and give a pledge, call in at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. And tell them what you're going to do. That will excite them down there. And then don't forget to follow it up. I know I've told people at times I was going to do something, then I forgot about it. Well, this isn't going to be the case for this old cop tonight. I'm going to do exactly what I told you that I'm going to do and be a part of helping our brothers and sisters there at Republic make it through this month and start off with a bang next month. All right, let's talk now about our wonderful sister. I love activists. I love people that are standing up today and speaking out and not just hiding out, hoping to keep their head down so that they're never noticed, and allowing God's enemies and Lucifer's minions to just come and totally take over our nation and our towns and cities. And here's one little lady that I'm proud of and have known for years, and I'm just so proud of her. Everything that she does seems to be dedicated to God and country. And anybody that's known this lady, Carol, who I'm going to be talking about here in a minute, knows that she's totally dedicated to our Lord and to our nation and we the people. And here's a good example. I think it was a week ago. No, it was probably several weeks ago that we had Carol on talking about her serving on a jury. Remember that, folks, that she served on a jury here in Grangeville, Idaho, and how she was a little disappointed in some of the things that happened, that the police came and presented a case, the prosecutor presented a case against a man who they had arrested for having meth, you know, methamphetamine in his vehicle, or not his vehicle, but in a community vehicle that a business, a number of people use. And they arrested him and prosecuted him for this little bit of meth. And this is a serious offense of the law. You know, illegal drugs is not good. None of us support illegal drugs. But she had mentioned how they didn't prove their case against this man. And so she voted not to convict him because the government hadn't proved their case. Well, here's what happened. A lieutenant with the Grangeville Police Department wrote an article and put it in the local newspaper criticizing the jurors on that case. And here's what it says. Citizens need to step up, face crime issues. That's his heading here. This Wednesday, July 6th, saw yet another example, this is the police lieutenant, of an ongoing failure of will by some of the county's citizens. Nearly each day we read an article in one of the area newspapers discussing the drug crisis, assaulting our lifestyles. Hardly a day goes by in which we don't hear from a citizen complaining of the growing meth problem, methamphetamine he's talking about. The newspaper and concerned citizens are right. The meth problem is out of control. Countless lives are ruined by the psychosis caused by the use of this highly addictive substance. The ruin is not limited to the meth user. Family members and family friends also suffer from the meth psychosis induced by the drug. The lies, the petty thefts, the broken promises all contribute to the cycle of destruction. The morning of Tuesday, July 5th, represented yet another opportunity for the citizens of this county to step up and say something about the meth problem. A simple possession of methamphetamine's trial started in the 2nd District Court in Grangeville. 12 jurors were selected and testimony started. Late on Thursday, July 6th, the jury returned after conferring for several hours, telling the judge they were hopelessly deadlocked. 8 of the jurors voted to convict. 4 did not. The meth problem in this county is real and growing. Local law enforcement is struggling to meet the challenge. However, law enforcement by itself cannot solve the problem. Only a combined community-based approach will overcome it. Until the local citizens step up and face this issue, the petty thefts, the burglaries, the violent assaults brought by the meth culture will continue to grow. So says Vance A. Schmaus. I think that's the way you say it. Schmaus, not mouse, but Schmaus, S-C-H-M-A-U-S. I think it's Schmaus. Now, from Grangeville. By the way, Schmaus is a lieutenant with the Grangeville Police Department. And Carol, my dear assistant, that office, wrote, she was the juror, one of the jurors that decided that the government didn't prove their case and voted not to convict this young man. So she wrote an article in return to clarify a few things in the letters to the editor in the local newspaper here, the Free Press. And she says this, juror certifies or clarifies decision at July meth trial. It says here, dear editor, in my opinion, Grangeville Police Lieutenant Vance Schmaus, letter to the editor, 7-13-05, was notable more for what it did not say than what it did say. In regards to the possession of meth trial held in Grangeville District Court on July 5th and 6th, it seems both a torturous stretch of logic, as well as patently unfair for Lieutenant Schmaus to imply that because four of the 12 citizen jurors refused to convict, they must be careless about or soft on illegal drugs. I was one of the four who voted and deadlocked the jury. While I am opposed to methamphetamines, as well as every other substance that can harm and desecrate a human being, based upon the evidence presented and not presented, I refuse to convict the defendant in this case. We jurors were strictly charged to bear in mind that the burden of proof lie with the prosecution. If we judged that the latter proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant knew that meth was present in the pickup, which he had driven to the scene of the arrest, then we were to vote guilty. If we judge that the prosecution failed to prove that this man was aware of the methamphetamine in the truck to our satisfaction, then we were to acquit. It was my judgment that the prosecution failed, and failed grossly, with respect to this most pivotal element of the case. Absolutely zero evidence was presented to prove awareness of the part of the defendant. And what she's saying here, folks, is that the defendant, they didn't prove that he knew the drugs were in the truck. She goes on to say, but how could he possibly not have known? Because the pickup in question was a company or community vehicle used alternatively by any number of persons in and around the place of business. Talk about a rush to judgment, she says. To our knowledge, investigators hadn't employed even the most routine process of fingerprinting to see if indeed those of the defendant might show up on any of the multi-layered casing in which the meth was found. While I am not at all implying that the following happened, I do believe that the gate of proof was left wide open and unattended. For all we know, the tiny packet of meth could have even been planted there by someone predisposed to make a bust. Strong words, I know. But that's how unthorough I felt the investigation was. So I would ask Lieutenant Schmaus to please think twice before faulting jurors for merely doing their sworn duty as commissioned, that of requiring arresting officers and prosecutors to back up their charges with evidential proof, thus quelling all reasonable doubt. After all, haven't you each solemnly sworn, she's talking about the police lieutenant, police out there, after all, haven't all of you solemnly sworn before your Creator to protect the inalienable, God-given rights and liberties of each individual citizen you serve? Bless you, Sister Carol Asher, Kamiyai, Idaho. Wonderful. And folks, the reason I say this is I know Lieutenant Schmaus is probably doing his very best. I love cops and I love soldiers. I've been both, retired from one, injuries in the line of duty a few years back from law enforcement. I love these guys and gals. Most of them mean very, very well. They risk their lives every day to try to do a good job. But we must say that citizens have to stand up for truth and justice also. Now, in the sixth largest police department in the United States, I heard repeatedly things in regards to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's a lot of frustration on the parts of police officers out there, folks. They see them working hard, some of them being disabled like me, trying to arrest the bad guys. They see themselves working and working, and some of them getting killed, our brothers and sister officers, trying to arrest the bad guys and put them away. We see the courts letting them out, you know, with either no sentence or weak sentences or sentences that are too short when they commit these horrendous crimes. We have a lot of frustration in the hearts and minds of police officers out there because we do our level best to try to stop crime, and it grows and grows and grows. So I know the frustration of Lieutenant Schmaus. I do. But I've also heard in the large police departments and from many, many officers over the years we've been producing Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter that the police, and this is absolutely true, discuss the fact that if the citizens didn't have so many inalienable rights and protections, boy, could we solve the crime problem. And you're right. If we could just put the citizens in cages and just put the key away someplace, we could keep them safe. And we could make sure that there wasn't criminal activity and criminal getting to those citizens. If we could just take their rights away from them, and we didn't have to put up with the Fourth Amendment and, the Fifth Amendment and all the other protections that are laid out in the Bill of Rights, boy, could we stop crime in this country. And that's kind of the attitude that I hear from Lieutenant Schmaus, that here the citizens are doing their duty, they're serving, which is wonderful on a jury, but they're demanding that the government prove their case. And it sounds like the lieutenant just wanted them to go along to get along with the other six, and the government didn't have to prove their case and just send this guy up for having meth found in the truck that he drives along with many other people and just assume that he knew it was there and that it was his. Well, praise God for people like Carol Asher and these other four jurors that don't just go along to get along with the government. More and more people like this are waking up and taking action and standing up and saying right is right and wrong is wrong. And it's good, folks, because otherwise we're losing our freedoms left and right. This government, especially today, controlled by the actual criminals, the hardened top criminals in the world, our governments are controlled by today and ran by, are there to take away our freedoms, and they're doing it more and more all the time. So I say to our police officers listening in there today, you don't want to see your children enslaved. If Lieutenant Schmaus's son, I don't even know if he has a son or daughter, had been caught with meth in a vehicle like this, would he have liked the jury to just go along with the prosecutor and just say guilty? Absolutely not. The lieutenant would have wanted the government to prove that his daughter or son had something to do with the contraband found in that vehicle. So we must keep this in mind. We police and soldiers are creating the kind of world that we do not want our children to be raised in. Sometimes we're very short-sighted, folks. But praise God for citizens that are standing up today like Carol and many others out there and are saying, no, we're going to do things honorably. We're going to do things righteous, and we're going to do things lawfully. And that's what happened in this case. Is the kid guilty of owning that meth? And we don't know. Now, maybe he was. But we've got to prove our cases, and we can't hold juries responsible when they want to see a case proven against people before they vote for guilty. So that's a very important issue there. I hope all of you will serve on the jury. Like Carol did, I know it's an imposition on you many times, but it is so important to protect our people out there. So let's take a little break. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Other things to you about that trial and the young man that was found to have meth in the vehicle he was driving. He may have been innocent, you know, he may have been guilty, but the fact is, if the government doesn't prove the case, we cannot just go along with the prosecutor. We should not. And it is horrible to put somebody in jail for something they didn't do. That's why we have the jury system, and that's why we have to say in this nation, and it's changing in this nation, the government is trying to change it to where you have to prove you're innocent. But it's always been innocent until proven guilty in this land until recently. But the government wants to change it now to where they accuse you of something and you have to prove you're innocent. Well, that's not the case yet. And so these four jurors did the right thing. Keep in mind, our founding fathers knew all of this very, very well. Thomas Jefferson, you remember, said, in questions of power, let no more be heard of confidence in man, meaning our leaders, for example, but bind them down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Now, it's mischief to accuse somebody of a crime, put them in prison without proving that they committed the crime. So, you know that. That's, of course, true. And so we need to bind them down with the chains of the Constitution and make them obey the laws and make them prove their cases. So hope you folks will be encouraged to serve on juries whenever you can. Yes, it is an imposition, but you may just save an innocent young man from going to prison for years for something he didn't do, or a child, a daughter or son of somebody you know out there. Well, I'm just about out of time, folks, but before I leave the air tonight, I'm troubled with the fact that I've heard from more people that are losing their property today because they don't have their property in trust. This breaks my heart. Some of these people I've known for years, and I didn't know that they didn't have their property in trust, and now I find that the government is coming in, taking their property, and they're going to lose it. And there's nothing they can do about it. And others are being sued by their neighbors. Keep in mind that here, one of the ways of raising donations here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks, is us doing trust for people. We've been doing them for probably about 12 years now. Our police and soldiers own trust. We use trust in our own life. We know, of course, it is true that what you don't own, you can't lose. So you move your home and your property into trust, and you're sued, and you know, neighbors are always suing neighbors, and the government is always coming to dispossess people, especially those that stand up and speak out. It's best to live through trust today than ever before, because you never know when you're going to make somebody mad at you. So call us, if you will, and ask for our little trust packet, or go on the web. Just put in jackmcglam.com and go to our website and go to the area of trust, and you'll have our letters there on trust. And call us, and for $450 donation, we can set up a trust for you. And so please do that. You can call us at 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852. Well, I hear the music out there, folks. Hope you have a great evening. Looking forward to being back with you tomorrow. God bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.